Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, August 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Yesterday, we told you about changes the auto industry has gone through, most notably rising prices, as a result of the pandemic. Today, we're focusing on ways people are using their cars to make ends meet.
There's a whole spectrum of cars, and people rent out everything from beaten up old cars that are 10 or 15 years old to these high-end luxury cars or sports cars that people want because they want to splurge on something.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen after the break.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
The latest version of gig work is people renting out their cars. But car owners thinking it's a quick way to make money are realizing there's more to it. WSJ reporter Ben Eisen joins me. Ben, who are these people renting cars to?
It's really anybody who needs to rent a car. So, you know, you think of somebody traveling on vacation, someone who wants to get out of town.
It's almost like Airbnb for cars.
That's exactly what it is. It's people who have a supply of something that they don't need or want to rent out, and they're using that to compete with the likes of Hertz or Avis.
Yeah, there are a lot of places where people can rent a car. But what makes this an attractive option for potential renters?
For renters, there's a couple things that they might get from renting from an individual. You have a wider choice of cars. You can select exactly what you want. If you want an electric car, there are people who specialize in it. And it might be cheaper depending on who you're renting from and what the rate is.
So the type of car matters.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a whole spectrum of cars, and people rent out everything from beaten up old cars that are 10 or 15 years old to these high-end luxury cars or sports cars that people want because they want to splurge on something.
So how do car owners find the potential renters?
Generally, they start on websites like Turo or Getaround, which are basically tech companies that act in a similar way to what Airbnb does. They connect people who want to rent out their cars to people who want to rent them, and they take a cut in the process. What you're seeing is that some of these hosts are actually growing their fleets of cars, and instead of renting out one or two cars, they might have a couple dozen or even hundreds of cars. And at that point, some of them are fully fledged companies, and then they start to have their own websites, and they kind of get off the ground as these sort of independent companies.
How lucrative a business is this for the car owners?
You know, it really depends on how you run your business. There are people who make a lot of money doing it, and there are people who lose a lot of money doing it. The common thread is that if you think of it as sort of a get-rich-quick scheme or some sort of purely passive income stream, you're probably going to be disappointed.
So when somebody rents their car out, are there fees and deductions taken by the sites like Turo and Getaround?
Turo and Getaround do take a significant amount of fees in the process, much like Airbnb or anyone else that kind of serves as a middleman. And those fees have stirred some grumbling among some of the people who rent out their cars on the website.
Yeah, you spoke to people who actually have done this, and they learned some lessons along the way. But what did they tell you?
Some people just really burn out because they realize just how much work it is. If you have a bunch of cars, you have to clean them, you have to maintain them, they get into accidents, people do all sorts of things with rental cars. One guy had a car that was stolen and driven up to the Canadian border and abandoned there, and the owner had to go retrieve it. And
it was stolen during the rental period?
Yeah, yeah. Cars get totaled, cars get beaten up, people smoke in them, people do all sorts of things. All of that is manageable if you have a real company set up where you have people who can deal with this and, you know, you have a body shop that can turn around repairs quickly and you can get your insurance claims handled in a speedy time frame. But if you don't think about all of these things beforehand and just think, hey, I'm going to rent out my car and try to earn a couple bucks on it or do this 10 times over, you might end up in some sticky situations.
So what do people actually doing the renting need to keep in mind before they sign the rental papers?
The people who do this most successfully are the people who treat it like a real business. They aren't people who go into it haphazardly. They aren't people who get super leveraged by taking out tons of auto loans and then need to generate the income to pay the loans. They grow slowly and methodically as they are able to manage a larger and larger fleet. And what I found in my reporting is that there's a bunch of different types of renters. There's small people who just rent out one car when they don't need it, and that's one type of way to make money. And then there's gigantic people who have full-fledged operations with lots of employees and such. And then there's sort of this like middle area, people who have more than a couple cars, but not enough cars to quit their day job and do this full time. And those are the people who end up running around all the time, putting in the work of a full-time job, and those types of people can burn out.
You know, when we cover the business world, we cover disruptor after disruptor. This is an example of a disruptor in the car rental agency business.
It is definitely people who say, hey, I can take on these rental car giants. That said, it's hard to be a one-person operation or even an operation with some employees handling all of the array of situations that pop up with a rental car. If you ask people who do this and who have also rented out houses on Airbnb, there's a lot more of a range of situations that can happen with these rental car businesses than with renting out a home. So you really need to be able to plan for all of those different situations that arise.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Technology can make the world better. At UST, we're building a future where people everywhere are empowered to live better lives.
It's transformation you can feel.
And you don't have to do it alone.
We believe in the power of technology to transform businesses and build a better world.